On a number of occasions, God warned the children of Israel that if they sinned, the promised land would vomit them out. Leviticus 8. I'm going to read from verse 26 to 28 to show you an example of this. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, that's the Canaanites. And thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you. Everything that man does affects the ground that he lives on and was formed from. Even in death, he returns to that same ground. It is impossible to separate the man from the dust of the earth, except through death and resurrection. In biblical days, the land would even be called by the same name as that of the people who lived on it. We see this even with Israel. Israel is, number one, a person, Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Number two, Israel is a nation, that is Jacob's descendants. And number three, Israel is a land. So Israel is a person, a nation, and a land. The land is the origin of life for the person. The person is the origin of life for the nation. When the people and the nation die, they return to the land. All three are indelibly linked together. Sin always destroys the person who sins. It steals their land from them. When Adam sinned, he lost the garden in Eden. Cain sinned and lost his land, becoming a vagabond in the land of Nod. Nod means restlessness, a place of having no rest. In the days of the Tower of Babel, as we mentioned before, they sinned and were scattered over the earth. They lost their land. In the days of Noah, whoever was outside of the ark lost their land and their lives. Canaan lost their land because of their sin. Israel lost her land because of sin. Your land is a place of rest. It was in the garden in Eden that there was rest. When you lose your land, you lose your rest, because you then have to work hard to get whatever your land was supposed to give you. Right through the Word of God, we see that God is always calling out to His people, pointing them to a place of rest. That is why He convicts us of sin. He doesn't want it to steal our rest and to curse our land. That is how it has always been with God. He's always urged His people to find the rest that He has provided for them. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 is a beautiful example of this. God said, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." When we enter into a state of rest, it is not that we quit working. It means that God has completed His work and we rejoice in the fruits of His labors. Before he sinned, Adam did work as a gardener, looking after the garden that God had planted. It was pleasurable work, and it satisfied him. After the curse, however, that same work then included digging the soil and planting the seeds himself into the cursed ground. Because of the curse, work became an unpleasant chore, producing sparse results. Deuteronomy 8 verse 7 to 9 describes the land that God had promised Abraham's descendants would inherit. I'm going to read from verse 7 to 9 from the New King James Version. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. This is the land that God promised the descendants of Abraham. It was a land of more than enough. God is the God of more than enough. He provided his people with fruit and trees. All the Israelites needed to do was rest under their shade, care for them, and pluck their fruit. And so this is what Lamech was talking about when he named his son Rest. The arrival of rest announced to the world that it was a time of blessing and rejoicing, for indeed the curse was over, that is for the land, but not for the snake. God's plan for mankind from the very beginning was that he would enter into the rest of God. 1 Kings 4 verse 25 says, And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. They had their vines, they had their fig trees. That is how the land is meant to be, each man in a state of rest, feeding off the fruit that their own land gives them. And this state of rest is available for people today. It is stolen from us the same way that it was stolen from Adam, and was stolen from Cain, and was stolen from all the others that it was stolen from, right through history. When we sin, we lose our land. And so that is why Noah's arrival was so important, and that is why Noah's name is so important, because the so-called Adamic curse was now over, and God wanted people to enter into his rest once again. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great week, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.